You're listening to The Weekly Experiment on WBOI, a show that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, how do you make paper? Well, most of the paper that we use, it's made from wood, which comes from trees. There's a material called cellulose inside of that wood, which is a primary material that would be used for making paper. Cellulose, it's inside of the cell walls of wood. Once you have your wood, the tree trunks, the trees, you would have to pulp them. And pulping is basically a fancy word for chopping. It's a process where another chemical, another organic material, is removed. And that material is called lignin. Lignin is an organic material that's also inside of the cell walls, like cellulose. It's used for support of the plant and also for water transport within the plant. Now, the pulp is then added to paper machines, and it's pressed, rolled, flattened. The water is removed, dried at the end of the machine, and then it has to be finished. The finishing process is where something is added. Maybe chemicals, additives such as clay are added to the paper, which helps to smooth the paper. Patterns and textures can also be incorporated into this finishing product. Now, there are different types of paper for different products, different materials, different uses. Think about it at home. Stop, pause for a moment, look around your house. You may see cardboard boxes for strength, tissues, or toilet paper, or a birthday card, or a cereal box. All of those are made from paper, but they have different types of wood, different types of fiber, different types of coatings or additives have been used. So here's an experiment that you can try at home. Go around your house and get some different types of paper, a cardboard box, a tissue paper, a piece of typing paper. Tear it. Take a look at the edge and you'll see that it's kind of jagged. What you're looking at are the fibers, the paper fibers that came from the tree, from the wood. Get a magnifying glass if you need to and take a look at those paper fibers. And you'll see that they're different lengths, different shapes. If you're lucky enough to have a microscope at home, take a look at that underneath your microscope. Now, everyone talks a lot about paper recycling, and paper is certainly one of those materials that can be recycled. It saves energy, but something to think about is that paper fibers get smaller and smaller each time that you recycle the paper. So that means that new wood, new fibers, new pulp need to be added to the product. Paper mills for a long time have been recycling their own waste fiber. They know that not all the paper, not all of the fiber will get used. So if they can reuse it inside of the paper mill, they'll save money and save resources. So the next time that you go to the store, take a look at all the different types of paper and the different types of paper products, and you'll know that they're made from different types of woods. You can even see whether they're made from recycled paper or recyclable paper. Recycled means that it has been used before. It has post-consumer product inside of it. Recyclable means that it can be used again. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. We've just learned a little bit about the science of paper. Thanks for joining me here on NIPR for The Weekly Experiment.